Rav Schwab understands the progression of the psukim of Baruch Hashem la'olam amen v'amen in the following manner. The first pasuk is Baruch Hashem la'olam amen v'amen. That's taken from Mizmar Perek Peites. And that Mizmar describes Klal Yisrael in the depths of Galus. We say Ad Masay Hashem tisater la'netzach ayeh chasadecha rishonim. Until when will you hide yourself? Where are your former acts of kindness? Nevertheless, what do we say? Baruch Hashem la'olam amen v'amen. We still bless God even in Galus. The next pasuk is taken from Mizmar Kuf Lamed Hei, where we compare Atzabei HaGoyim Kesef Ezav, these idols of the non-Jews are simply silver and gold, to Beis Yisrael Baruchu Es Hashem, the house of Klal Yisrael should bless Hashem. And we say Baruch Hashem Mitzion Shochein Yerushalayim Halaluka. That's that pasuk that's found in this Mizmor. And essentially, in this Mizmor, we express satisfaction that at least in Tzion, Hashem reveals himself and is recognized by Am Yisrael. We are thankful for that. And the last two psukim of Baruch Hashem La'olam Amen V'amen conclude Mizmor Ayin Beis, and that describes Yemos HaMashiach. At least the Radak points this out, that this Mizmor is speaking about Melech HaMashiach. And some say this actually starts with Lishlomo. And David HaMelech hoped Shlomo would be Mashiach. But if we read these psukim in this order, then the beginning of Baruch Hashem Lom Amen V'Amen describes Galus, when we still bless Hashem. Next progression is a time when things are going well for Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not the case outside Eretz Yisrael. They still believe in Atzabeim Kesef Ezahav. And then we move to the final progression, which is Yemos HaMashiach. We did the progression in Halukas, and now we're doing the progression in terms of Bracha Baruch.